This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number for Halloween. Nah, just kidding. It's our toll-free number every night that we're on the radio, and that's pretty much 365 days a year. If you're listening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, you're going to hear us. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Boo!
Boo!
It's Egan.
He scared me.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. I gotta say, it took me a little longer to get into the studio tonight because there were just pedestrians everywhere. I'm becoming crotchety old man. What are all
get
these
out of the
pieces? Get out of this. Dang it! What are you doing? Yeah, and then I kind of realized that it is Halloween and everybody's out, and you know this is the time.
I don't think everybody's out.
There's a lot of people. It seemed like everybody.
I feel like it's down from last year.
Really?
And you know, not that anybody cares, but it's actually super nice out here in New Hampshire this year for whatever reason. We've had incredibly warm weather.
65 degrees outside.
It's at least.
Yeah.
I've been overdressed all day, and all I've had on has been like a jacket, and it's just been too much.
Right.
But I remember several years ago on Halloween, Mark and I were coming back from a convention of some sort, and it dumped snow. Were you here for that?
I don't think I was, but
okay,
I remember
just before you moved, because I think it's been several years.
Yeah, it has snowed on Halloween since I've been here.
No, but I mean dumped. It was like
big time,
major. Like roads were closed, power lines were taken out. It took us like 4.5 hours to get back from Manchester. And I think that was the night that Mark crashed his car on the way back to his house. So I drove us all the way back from the airport totally fine, you know, took it slow.
Right.
And then Mark took his car the rest of the way home, and he crashed it.
Of course. 5-10 minutes away from home. That's where most accidents occur.
So, yeah, it's a crazy place living up here. But I think it's actually, despite the warm weather, I don't think there's as many kids out this year because it's a little inclement. It's a little rainy out
tonight.
Rainy
and like that.
And, you know, some people are afraid of the rain. They think they're going to melt or something like that. I don't know.
And we have, you know, local government here, you know, either banning Halloween. We're going to cancel Halloween because of inclement weather.
Well, now, should government be doing that? Because that has happened before where the city mayor has come out, and it happened in Massachusetts this year.
Right,
I saw a headline about that. It didn't happen in Keene, which I was surprised about, because frequently the mayor will declare that Halloween will be happening on the next day or a day early or something like that.
Something like that. I heard a lot of towns, smaller towns here in New Hampshire, were postponing it till tomorrow night, and you know, and that brings out the crotchety old man.
Oh, and that definitely upsets me.
When I was your age, you know, we'd be out in 16 feet of snow, or whether or not, to get our free candy. I heard somebody put it, well, actually, I think it was a Facebook meme. They were talking about, you know, the trick-or-treater who is like 14, 15 years old. You know, you're just a little old for this, and how people complain about that.
Really?
Well, people do. You know,
I don't care.
Well,
take
you know,
the candy.
Just don't,
you know, egg or toilet paper the house, okay, kid? Here, have some candy.
The meme was this. It was like, look, you know, you've got some kids that are holding on to childhood and they're going trick or treating.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather just have them out partying and getting into trouble, you know?
Right. That's what I say. Grab some candy. Just, you know, stay home at midnight or whatever.
It's not a bad idea. But it is that night when we, you know, we hear knocks at the door. And hopefully it doesn't end with this headline. This comes to us from Reason Magazine.
No.
Cops destroy this house to arrest a shoplifter. And a federal court says police don't have to pay for the damages.
Oh, okay. Well, that just about figures.
Are there any limits to what police can do in pursuit of a suspect? The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals apparently doesn't think so. Again, this comes to us from Reason. A federal appeals court ruled this week that the Colorado man who had his home destroyed by a police raid in 2015 is not entitled to compensation for the damage, which was severe enough to require a complete demolition of the house.
My God.
Quote, under no circumstances in this country should the government be able to blow up your house and render a family homeless, unquote, Leo. Lech, L-E-C-H, the homeowner, told NPR after the court ruling on Wednesday.
And what the hell did this guy shoplift? You know, like a secret nuclear weapon? I mean, what could possibly have been shoplifted that would be worth this?
It's talked about it somewhere in the story, but I believe it was clothing.
That's typical.
Yeah. The raid that Lech and his fam left Lech and his family homeless had nothing to do with any of them.
Wow.
They weren't even home when an armed shoplifter broke into their house on South Alton Street in the leafy Denver suburb of Greenwood Village. Although the burglar was armed only with a handgun and was fully barricaded inside the house, local police responded as if they were confronting Osama bin Laden. Quote, unleashing a display of force commonly reserved for the battlefield, the tactical team bombarded the building with high-caliber rifles, chemical agents, flashbang grenades, remote-controlled robots, armored vehicles, and breaching rams, all to extract a petty thief with a handgun.
And where was this?
This was in Colorado.
Colorado.
Wrote Jay Stooksberry in the December 2017 issue of Reason.
Wow.
At one point during the two-day operation, the cops the cops drove an armored vehicle through the house's front door. When it was all over, the house was unlivable.
Oh, my God. These cops will do anything. They can get away with it. And that's what the court decided.
To get their man, Greenwood Village condemned the structure, forcing Lech and Lech to have it torn down, and the city offered... Ready for this?
I already read it. Oh, my God.
$5,000... to cover the damage.
That's insane.
That prompted Lech's lawsuit, which has been winding its way through federal court for several years. Lech claimed the city was liable because the Constitution's takings clause, which forbids governments
Do you even have to point to the Constitution here? I mean, isn't it just obvious that they're liable? They destroyed this family's property.
I think
it'd be one thing if this was the shoplifter's home, because then you could argue, well, screw this guy, right?
Right. And, you know, there's all kinds of reasons why this is a wrong story. But they because the guy brought suit under the Fifth Amendment, I believe the Fifth. It fell under the takings clause, and we'll get into what the court actually said.
Yeah.
Their defense of the police just doing their job, unquote. And, you know, anything to catch a criminal, you know?
No.
Even if it is just a pet.
Even some departments,
you need a SWAT team, Ian.
Even some police departments have come to the conclusion that it's not worth the risk to go on chases.
Right.
You know? I mean, and now, obviously, their own officers are at risk in those cases. So that's probably the primary motivation for them. You know, they're probably not that concerned with the other innocent people that are on the road during the chase, because sometimes officers will get into car wrecks during these chases. But, you know, this is just absolutely insane to destroy somebody's home because there's a shoplifter holed up in there with a gun.
Put it this way. If government, in all its infinite wisdom, decides that the persecution of this thief, this hardened criminal who stole a pair of pants at JCPenney's, is worth destroying a house, if government officials make that decision and say, yes, this house needs to come down because we've got to get those JCPenney's pants back, then government officials need to be liable for them.
Yeah.
And
well, now you're proposing something that I think a lot of people would agree with, But the government gang will fight tooth and nail. Their bureaucrats do not want to be held liable for their actions, and they have things called immunity, various different types. There's sovereign immunity, I believe. There's qualified immunity. There's a third one that I'm forgetting, I think.
If there'll probably be a fourth and a fifth because they'll make them up as they go. 855, 453. What do you think? Should the police be allowed to destroy your home to the point that it needs condemned because they need to catch a thief? This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
knocking at your door. No, they're not trick-or-treaters.
Oh, it's a trick, all right.
It's a trick.
Not a treat.
They were pursuing a definitely a hardened criminal. We'll get into it, but he was a, this type of crime definitely needs a SWAT team to respond. I think he was shoplifting. Have you heard of this heinous crime?
Yeah, I've read the story.
Yeah, okay. So in pursuit of a shoplifter who, he did have a handgun with him. So, it was probably one of those 3,000 round magazines on the handgun, I'm guessing.
If we don't know the details, we'll just make them up.
Probably a nuclear handgun. It was firing tactical nuclear weapons. That's the only reason I could come up with to call out the SWAT team and do all this.
Yeah, normally when somebody steals from a store, you try to catch them when they're doing the act. The store's loss control officer hopefully is present. They're monitoring. They catch the person on camera or observe them putting something into their pants or wherever it is they're trying to store it. And then on the way out the door, they detain them, call the police, take care of it. That's normally how it goes.
Sure.
If they, are unable to apprehend the suspect, they call the police and the police, conduct an investigation. If they find the person, then they charge them with shoplifting. And if they are found guilty, they then have to pay restitution to the store. In this case, they brought in an entire SWAT team, chased a man into a house, kept him there for 2 days, and blasted in various different things, ran the Bearcat or whatever it was, some kind of tank, straight through the wall of the house, just completely demolished, basically, somebody's home. And it wasn't the man's home who was the shoplifter.
No, they used high-speed, high-caliber rifles, chemical agents, flashbang grenades, remote-controlled robots, armored vehicles, and breaching rams.
They brought out everything they had for this.
Because a petty thief had a handgun. Yeah.
Well, I heard they weren't too gun-friendly in Colorado.
Well, this would have been 2015, so this was probably when they were more gun-friendly. Now, they have really kind of gone completely anti-Second Amendment.
Yeah, the first place I saw open carry actually was Grand Junction, Colorado. But that was in the 90s.
Right.
And, they told me it was not. I didn't ask him what he did for a living. He wasn't wearing spurs that I recall.
Yeah. Well, I knew I grew up in a rural western town, and it was not unusual to see people dressed as cowboys because that's their occupation and to have a revolver on their hip. I mean, it was just sort of part of what you wore.
Yeah. See, now that you mention it, I don't know, because I would imagine I probably ran into enough cowboy-looking people in Colorado that by that time my mind would have just discounted it.
Right.
But, yeah, it's sad that Colorado has fallen that way.
Yeah, and so basically, the city offered them a enormous sum, $5,000 for about a $390,000 home.
That they had to demolish.
They had to demolish it, so the city came up with $5,000 and said, just sign here. That means you're okay with it. The guy said, no, I'm okay with taking this to the federal courts, and that's what he did.
God, how much did he have to pay to do that?
Yeah, exactly. The federal court district ruled in
couple hundred thousand, maybe?
Oh, I'm sure it's expensive. They ruled in 2016 that the court basically agreed with the city that this could not be taken under consideration under the takings clause of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a taking. They didn't just, condemn his house. They It was police in pursuit.
Oh, yeah, we didn't take your house. We just destroyed it.
Right. So that's why they said that it wasn't it wasn't going to be covered. The defense law enforcement actions, this is the city's, fell within the scope of the police power and actions taken pursuant to the police power. Actions taken pursuant to the police power do not constitute takings, unquote, the judges wrote. Leck did get $345,000 payout from his homeowner's insurance, but that was enough to cover the full value of the home, which had been appraised at around $580,000. Hmm. And this payout did not cover the expenses.
Was that a tax appraisal or a sales appraisal? Because those come up with very different numbers frequently.
Very frequently. It doesn't mention that here. And this payout did not cover the cost of demolition or the loss of other property inside the home.
Right.
Leck ended up having to take out a $390,000 loan to cover the cost of rebuilding.
Hold on. This guy rebuilt his house in the same town where these lunatics destroyed it?
Yeah.
Hold on. If you just had a police department completely demolish your home and ruin your life, basically, because, you know, again, he was underwater on the house, presumably. He lost money on this deal big time. But yet you got $345,000 from the homeowner's insurance. If you got a check for $345,000, why would you want to stay in that place? You don't think lightning can strike twice?
Right. And by the lightning, you mean the police.
Yeah.
And then he had a $390,000 loan, too. So, you know, I'm not going to speculate on what
That's only to rebuild. He got the loan to rebuild. He could have taken that $345,000 check and gotten out of there, right? Does the homeowner's insurance force you to use that money on the property, or can you just take it and
walk? You can take it and go.
Right.
Lots of people don't rebuild their houses.
So, yeah, if this was a $580,000 appraisal based on taxes, I mean, the market may have said that the house was worth $750,000 or, you know, whatever he had in it. I have no idea.
It's an interesting case. I wonder if the insurance company joined in the suit or if they knew that was a lost cause, because the insurance company actually got hit harder than the guy.
Mm.
You know, at least in terms of cash. I mean, of course, they didn't have anything.
Or maybe the insurance company knew better than to spend money suing the state.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm wondering is did they know that was coming? Wow, that really is.
Absolutely. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello.
I can't hear you.
Uh-oh. Don't know why that is. We can hear you fine, so maybe there's some sort of an issue at our network.
Now I can hear you. Hello?
Okay, can hear you. Go ahead, Tom.
I got an email yesterday from the New Hampshire Republican Party, and it says that Vice President Pence will be in Concord on Thursday, November the 7th, to file for Trump and Pence for re-election.
Interesting.
Why do we care?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna hold on.
We'll bring you back. 855-453. We're talking about police destroying homes, cities refusing to pay for the damage their employees did, and it's just a mess. 855-453.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted along party lines Thursday to approve the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, opening a new public phase to the probe and inching closer to articles of impeachment. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, reacts to the resolution.
I want y'all to think about something. This morning, I was in an impeachment deposition, but then had to leave that to come to the floor for a vote on the rules for impeachment. That's what that says it all about this entire process. It is a sad day. It really is for this country. What the Democrats have put our nation through for now almost 4 years.
Progress is being made in battling some of the wildfires in California. The Kincaid Fire in the northern part of the state is now 60% contained. Cal Fire says the fire has destroyed 282 buildings and burned just under 77,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the radio on a very special Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. You can also use Discord. Discord is a very cool app. All you do is load it up. You go to discord.freetalklive.com to figure out how to connect to us. Just use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And the S again is myself, Chris.
Hey, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
I'm in the Discord right now. I'm there all the time. There apparently was an imposter there earlier today who was
pretending. That's impossible.
Yeah.
But first, I do want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. Remember when we used to do that for things? There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get trading started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
By the way, if somebody hits you up on our Discord server under my name asking for money, that's not me.
You're just everywhere asking for money. Are you okay?
It's
because
not me.
I've been getting, you know, random messages from...
Did they hit you up again?
No, no.
Because they hit you up a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I got hit up several times, yeah. Yeah.
It's, they went at you more than once?
Well, I mean, twice. That leads me to believe that... I believe it's the same person.
Yeah, oh, I think it is.
Yeah. And I believe that someone that may not be completely unknown to people we know.
I don't know.
Well, you knew I was running for governor.
It's public that information.
I know, because I made him. Yeah, that's...
Could be a listener.
Could be.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
No.
I heard he hit up Doug Scribner.
Really?
Yeah, so for long-time listeners who are a long-time, you remember Doug. Newer listeners, he's a long-time Free Talk Live listener. He doesn't live in New Hampshire. He's not in any of the Telegram groups, because at first when this guy started hitting up a bunch of people on social media, it seemed like he was going after New Hampshire crypto people, Forkfesters. There was a clear connection between the people that he was hitting. And to hit up Doug Scribner suggests that he may just be listening, and he knows that Doug has, you know, he's been successful with Bitcoin. He's the guy behind Vault Logic, which is one of the Bitcoin ATM companies out there. And I'm thinking maybe he just searched his name on Telegram and found him that way or something.
Now there is a new service that I was reading about today. I don't remember if I posted it in the host's Telegram, but it's supposed to help people recover stolen Bitcoin. And it uses the same techniques that... that law enforcement uses and used to try to track Bitcoin, track where the Bitcoin went.
Well, I don't understand how that's going to help you recover it. You can watch the Bitcoin that's been stolen from you and see where it goes.
Right.
But if somebody steals Bitcoin from you and then they go and they buy something with it, the vendor doesn't know that it's stolen Bitcoin. And if you come to them and say, hey, that Bitcoin was stolen from me, the person that's, you know, the seller online or whatever that just sold somebody a product for that Bitcoin, that's not their problem. They didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really not their problem. I believe that what they expect you to do, or what they expect to do, is find out who the person is, and then it's between you and it would be up to you and the police and the or whatever gang you want to enlist to actually extract what you could out of it. But, you know, of course, they're starting out using this thing against the Mt. Gox bandits and people like that, where it's significant amount of money.
Good. We are going to go back to the phones where we had Tom holding. Tom, you still there?
Yeah, it's about an email I got from the Republican Party. I just want to pass this along to political activists and people like that, especially if they, let's say, they don't like Trump and Pence and they want to go out and peacefully demonstrate against Trump and Pence. That it says here that Mike Pence is going to be filing for re-election for him and Trump at the New Hampshire State House on Thursday, November the 7th. And it says, please arrive at 8 a.m., but, you know, to reserve a great spot. But
this is for supporters. They're encouraging supporters to go out and cheer them on.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned this before.
I don't think we really need to get a political event updates here. It doesn't really seem particularly relevant to the majority of our audience. So, again, why should anyone care?
But thanks for the call,
Tom. The other thing.
Nope, go ahead. Yep.
Nope, guess not.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I have finally decided who my choice is for my tyrant. Because here in America, it's a great country. You get to pick who your tyrants are. That's called the democratic process. So I've decided for president, since nobody's not running for president, I will support Vermin Supreme. He's the only candidate that I can get behind. And
I don't know. If McAfee gets the nod, I might throw in.
See, I don't
maybe.
I don't have a favorite in the Libertarian primary. I know I'll vote for whatever Libertarian they nominate, because who else am I going to vote for? But
the Green Party nominee.
Yeah, no.
Only if you're a communist.
How about
green on the outside and red on the inside, like watermelon.
We're going to go back to the phones where we've
actually
got
that caller has not been screened. Now he has. So he was on the answer.
Gotcha.
Button. So you would have interrupted the call screener in that case. Go ahead.
We're going to go to Robert calling from Louisiana. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I was just wanting to let y'all know that last night's episode ain't coming up. It's coming up as error, you know, ERROR on the podcast deal on AMP.
Interesting. We will look into that. Thanks for your call.
Probably. I mean, I appreciate it when people give it to, give us a heads up, but we have email addresses, so please try to, you know, send your issues that you might be having via email, not call during the live radio show.
Oh, that's okay. And yeah. Who would they email?
They can email me, Ian at freetalklive.com.
Very good. Yeah. Presidential candidates. So there's nobody on the Democratic side that has me jazzed. I would have thought the Democrats could have found anyone mm-hmm. who would stand up better on liberty issues than Tyrant Trump. And, you know, and I say
well,
that,
I would say Tulsi is probably better than Trump.
She doesn't really like firearms.
That is an issue. But then again, he doesn't either.
Well, that's why I'm not voting for him.
Yeah. But
I just wanted one candidate who hasn't talked about how they're going to violate the Constitution or hasn't violated the Constitution in the past, and I am left with a field of zero.
Mm.
So Vermin Supreme, even though some of his proposals may flirt, you know, I don't know who's going to pay for all the toothbrushes. Those are the types of questions I got to answer for Vermin Supreme. He's very big on oral health. He wants all kids to brush, and he's talked about, you know, making sure everyone has access to a toothbrush. If it's the choice of everyone has access to a toothbrush versus the U.S. government is going to spend $1 trillion on bombs to blow up people in other countries, I'm going to go with the oral health. And I know toothbrushes aren't that expensive. You don't even need to be Trump to make a great deal on toothbrushes.
Wow. I don't know. I like Vermin a lot. He's a great guy, but, you know, I don't... Basically, the person that the Libertarians nominate, I'll almost certainly vote for.
It's probably not going to be Vermin Supreme, so odds are good you're not going to be able to put, vote for him on a general election ballot unless you write him in.
I'll write him in happily. 855 453, and I hope somebody does rise up who may offer a better choice. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And happy Halloween to you wherever you are. I assume you've been out trick-or-treating. Everybody is loaded up on 2 to 3 months' worth of survival sugar. I hope that that's working out for everybody. I myself, no trick-or-treating for me, and none where I live.
Yeah, you're out in the woods.
I live in the middle of nowhere.
Don't walk too far.
How I like it, so unless we get some knocks from some bears, and I mean the fuzzy kind, that would be cool. But first I want to tell you about LibertyCon. Would you like to take a trip to the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C., and not be revolted? LibertyCon is a unique libertarian convention, April 3rd to the 5th, in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and intern opportunities. Hear from a list of incredible speakers such as John Mackey, the former CEO of Whole Foods, co-founder of Conscious Capitalism, Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in economics and will speak on alternative markets, Miriam Issa, who's a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views, and Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical solutions with probability.
I read his book when I was in jail. It's called Black Swan.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Maybe he's got more than one book, but that's the one I read.
And there is still more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available, and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis in D.C. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com using code FTL for a $10 discount. That's about the only reason I've heard this year that I would consider going to
D.C.
Washington, D.C. Yeah. I've been there many, many times. I used to live about 40 minutes outside of D.C., and And now I live, I guess, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours away from D.C., and I've never been happier.
So, did you want to talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist? Because he is on the AMP call-in line right now on our Discord server.
I will. Give me just a second to try that. Gene, you there?
Twice we went to Chicago, he was.
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm on right now. Okay. I tried to call in yesterday at the end of the show, and of course, we ran out of time, but I wanted to talk about the sovereign man movement, which is something that I used to be involved in, and so I know a little bit about it.
Okay.
And
can you describe it?
I think it's when people basically, and it's kind of unfortunate the host isn't on who was presenting that last night, but basically, the argument is that there's a corporation in your name, and that when you go to court and all these other things, that's in the corporate name and not in your own personal name, and you're a sovereign man, so therefore that doesn't refer to you.
The claim is this is a what they call a straw man, the all capital
correct.
Letters that frequently in legal documents, names are written in all capital letters, is an indicator that they're actually talking about the straw man, not the actual human being, and that by going into court and saying certain things, or even just showing up, or by crossing the bar, there's all these different theories about
right.
it, that you have joined with that straw man, so you are telling the court that you are there on behalf of the straw man, and they can punish you, and that there's supposedly all these ways to get out of it.
Right, and I'll briefly go through why I caution people against that and why those arguments don't make a lot of sense. Number one, I caution people against it because I know people who have gone to prison with those arguments,
yep.
And that's very unfortunate. But the reason that the arguments don't make sense is that nobody can start a corporation in your name, not legally anyway, not according to regular common law where all contract has to be fully disclosed, signed by somebody of a competent mind. And,
well, we know that all contracts do not have to be fully disclosed because they have the social contract.
Well, right. That's not a contract. That's just something they call a social contract.
Right. But they
there is
call
no
contract.
Well, they can call it that, right. But it's not a contract.
Well, I
it's
agree
not
with
binding
you.
In any sense.
Well, it's binding in the sense that there are men with guns who will throw you in a jail cell over it.
That's
right. But
well, if they throw you in a jail cell, though, it's over. It's not over the social contract. It's over some statute or constitution or something like that.
They say you've
the social contract is just philosophical backfilling to try to justify that nonsense.
Right. Well, they say that the social contract is how you agreed to all the statutes, because otherwise, how do the statutes apply?
Exactly. It's the price we pay to live in a free country, Rich.
Who's rich?
Well, see, this is the bottom line. The bottom line is not that there's some kind of a contract in your name, blah, 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 mm-hmm. and when you do certain things, you agree to that contract, which is all a bunch of nonsense. It does not make any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
What does make sense and what does explain the behavior is that it's simply men with guns forcing their will upon other people.
Yes,
in other words,
that's what it is.
It's an illegal gang. It's the federal mafia.
No, it's actually a legal gang. It's different from an illegal gang. See, they don't like illegal gangs because illegal gangs are competition to their legal gang. They've got all the lawyers.
I thought he said it was a legal gang. Did I mishear you?
He said it was an illegal gang.
He said illegal.
Well, yeah.
I call it
immoral. I did say
illegal. How about immoral?
I did say illegal, yeah. And I would qualify that by saying immoral because I don't believe that there can be such a thing as a immoral law. So therefore, whatever is immoral is not legal, in
right.
my opinion.
I agree.
But the other reason that these contracts can't exist is, number one, my birth certificate, you know, I was born a long time ago, born in 1952. My birth certificate does not have all capitals on it. It was typed on a regular manual typewriter by some nurse in a corner,
mm-hmm.
and she went to typing school and typed my name proper with proper capitalization and proper small letters. So therefore, the whole argument falls apart in my in my situation because I don't have an all capital letters.
Yeah. I have also seen inconsistency in that capitalization theory being applied by government agencies. Some of them do them in all capitals, but not all the time.
The other absurdity is that they claim that these things are being traded on the stock exchanges. Well, people buy stock so that they can get the dividends, but have you ever written a dividend check to your investors? I certainly have.
And where are all these corporations registered? Where's the registration of all these corporations? You know, I don't see them anywhere.
I mean, I applaud the effort to try to poke holes in the whole system. I'm not against that.
There are some arguments they make that are actually quite valid.
That's true.
But then they twist. Mm-hmm. But then they mix them in with these invalid arguments, and they kind of throw the whole thing out the window. So I caution people against getting involved in it. It's fun to read. It's fun to study. You might learn something by doing so, but I wouldn't put my life on the line for those kind of arguments because it's dangerous.
Well, it is interesting that they do point out, and I think correctly, that a lot of these government bureaucracies do have their own registered corporate names, and that you can look them up on, like, Dun & Bradstreet and things like that, like the Superior Courts and the police departments. Yeah, they actually do exist in those places. I've checked those claims.
And like all of these other, crazy things like chemtrails and stuff, there is always a little bit of proof, a little bit of truth in what they present. So then you take that little bit of truth and then you blow it out of proportion and come up with a conclusion that makes no sense.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. Sounds like he's in the cafeteria.
Yeah, he's traveling, I think.
Could be.
So it's interesting. I've been confronted more times by liberty activists about sovereign citizenry, you know, sovereign man, sovereign citizens. I've been told that the only true currency in the United States are postage stamps, and I should ignore everything else. It becomes you just lose credibility with me, and I'm not going to be able to use the postage stamp argument to argue with people about why the Federal Reserve is an immoral organization. Mm-hmm. And there are many reasons you should quit using money, but because you want to trade in postage stamps never really did a lot for me. So,
I want to say I believe that that individuals should be sovereign. I don't believe in the idea of a sovereign citizen, because I think that's a contradictory term.
That's a good point.
A citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, and that is not what a sovereign is. A sovereign is the ruler of themselves.
You are the sovereign. You, listening to my voice, are sovereign. You own yourself. Government doesn't own you. 855-450-FREE. Think about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk Halloween. Come up.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been. All my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it. Thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. But all the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.